7:31 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Well, at least that's what he tells us it is. His desk says something else. Joining us right now, one of the most celebrated, decorated soccer players in women's U.S. soccer history. She is Christy Pierce. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for your time. Now, we'll talk about what you do internationally with U.S. soccer, but you know, first of all, establish what you're doing for soccer here in Baltimore, in the Baltimore area.
Yeah, I'm really excited to join the Baltimore Celtic Girls Academy and their club to just help grow the game in the area. I'm excited to get on the field with them and interact with them and help them, you know, in their success in their soccer career.
Well, glad you're in town and helping out because they're important to us. You know, we're friends with Carl and the team, and also, well, I'm really happy about this. Let's talk a little soccer and the Olympics this year with the women's national team. How do they look, and you know, what can we expect this year?
Yeah, the girls are looking good. Obviously, it's a difficult time because they're not preparing like they normally do for Olympics, but they're still on track and best team in the world, and they're getting some games in recently. So I think they're headed in the right direction, and they have a positive mindset. They know what they need to do in order to compete and be ready for the Olympics, and they're just, you know, continuing on with their goals and their process to win another gold medal.
Hey, Christy, I want to ask you about your career when it was time to hang it up. What was that like for you? Because you played, a lot of people will. Did you know it was time to go? Was it a difficult decision ultimately?
I knew in the end it was time. My body was starting to give out on me. Obviously, I was in my 40s, but I truly loved the game, and I had so much passion for it, and I knew I still could be productive, whether it was on the field or off the field, and being part of that team was something special to me. So I knew at the end, though, it was time because I gave everything I could off the field as a leader, and the body just wasn't holding up, and I didn't want to take a spot from somebody knowing that I really couldn't give everything I could on the field. So it was time. And, you know, I played a long 20-year career. So, you know, it was nice that I was able to play for that long and then, you know, turn into the other side of coaching and helping out and giving back to what I've learned through all those years.
Decorated women's soccer, U.S. women's soccer player Christy Pierce joins us on the Big Bad Morning Show. The 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup final, we know about that, but you know, four-time an Olympian, 2004, 08, and 12, and this year's team coming around, how important is that? We hear athletes always say how important it is to represent the country. How much of an honor was that for you?
Oh, it's a huge honor to represent your country and, you know, have everybody's support and backing when you're overseas competing and, you know, having that pride of wearing the red, white, and blue and standing in front of your fans and proving to them that we are the best and that we prepare and not only physically but mentally and we're prepped and ready to go and we're doing it for them to also to have that excitement from home and watching and taking in what the Olympics truly means.
Speaking of Olympics, I don't even know to frame this except to ask, how come the women are so much better than men at this sport for our Olympic team? I mean that. I find it appalling that the men don't qualify for the Olympics, and it's happening over and over. Is it our best athletes going elsewhere? It's just this, for this country not to compete in the Olympics in men's soccer is just shocking to me.
Yeah, it's tough on the men's side. There's so many more distractions with pro sports and, you know, more opportunity for the men to play at a higher level, and they choose it at a younger age, and it's, you know, over the rest of the world, like soccer is the number one sport, you know, soccer in a World Cup and an Olympics. It's everything to them. And, you know, obviously in the Olympics, it's a little different on the men's side because it's 23 and under. So it's definitely a different approach. But, you know, on the women's side, you know, we love it. We have the passion for it. It's more of that mental side and that mental prep. We're together, you know, 260 days usually before an Olympic event or a World Cup event. So there's a lot of time on the road together and bonding and that emotional connection to lead us to those championships.
How do we get there? Like, how do we get to that point where, because, you know, we hear about this being the world sport and, you know, we'd like to think we're better than everyone at everything, but when it comes to soccer, we're not quite there yet on the men's side.
I think it's the education piece on the fan base of understanding and learning the game because, you know, there's not a lot of goals. A lot of people don't truly understand the vision of the game and when something good happens or when there's a great buildup or a great defensive play. And I think the more education, the more we're watching it and understanding, I think will bring more fan support to the game, which then will lead to more kids staying in soccer at a youth level and wanting to make it to college and then into the pros and then obviously the highest level onto the national team and continue to grow the sport in America.
Christy Pierce joining us. Christy, tell us more about the team locally and how young girls could get more involved in soccer here.
Yeah, I'm excited because, you know, locally you get, you know, a lot of these kids coming to compete and then, you know, around 10 or 11, they're unsure of, like, do we stay in soccer? We want to keep them because it's a great sport, not only on the physical side, but the mental side of soccer and just encouraging them to, you know, keep going after their dreams and putting them in an environment to succeed. And that's what I'm hopefully going to help with these young kids is, you know, working on not only their IQ of the game and learning the X's and O's on the field, but also off the field of, you know, how to be confident, how to, like, work on their inner voice and how to prepare for an event, a game, how to, like, have great to make good choices, have good habits in order to be successful, not only in the field, but in life. And that whole combination, I'm hoping to help grow the sport in Baltimore.
There she is, Christy Pierce. Christy, thank you very much. Any way that we can follow you on social media, Twitter or Instagram?
Yeah, I'm all over. I'm on all three outlets in the social media, Christy Rampone 3. And you can follow me, and I'll be, you know, at tryouts on Tuesday next week, so I can show my face, be around the girls, and, you know, help grow this club and the community.
Thank you very much, Christy. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and for those of you who wonder who's Christy Pierce, formerly known as Christy Rampone, who, you know, for initially, when you say Christy Pierce, I'm like, Christy Pierce. And I looked up, oh, I know Christy Rampone.
I should've.